Thank you, praise team. Am I coming through? Okay. We serve an awesome God, don't we? usually, first Sunday of the month, we try to get somebody other than one of the elders up here sharing. And I thought I had something lined up, but it didn't work out. And I kind of went to the Lord and said, what do you want me to do? And I sensed he wanted me to share what I'm going to share with you. And apparently he did. He gave me affirmation this morning in a big way. Skylar and I did not talk this week about what you're teaching. It fits like that with what he put on my heart to share. Several different Sundays, and including this morning, we sang the worship song, Show Me Your Glory. I see the cloud, I step in. I want to see your glory like Moses did. Show me your glory. And I like the song, and yet in the back of my mind, I still wondered to myself, should I really be asking to see God's glory? I wasn't sure. And this question I never really said to the Lord, but he knows us. He's our Father. He knows everything about us. He knows. And I was at this leadership summit this November with HarvestNet, and there's a man there speaking whose name is Randy Clark, and he's local here now. He lives in Mechanicsburg, but he wrote this book and several other books, and it's called There Is More. And so I like to be reading books. I know it's not the scripture, but it has scripture in it, and it's always good to make you think. And in the book, There Is More by Randy Clark, the Lord answered my question. And Randy's an interesting guy. He's an unassuming, humble man. But God used him back in 1994 to bring about what now is known as the Toronto Blessing. I don't know if you've heard of it or not. It was a full-blown revival in Toronto where God revealed himself and showed his glory in a major way. I mean, thousands of people received the Lord and were touched by him. Many saved, people that were already Christians that were there were transformed by the manifest presence of God. He manifested himself in a variety of ways, including signs and wonders through this revival, speaking in tongues, prophetic words. Whole crowds, thousands of people were overwhelmed by God's presence. Some were slain in the spirit. Have you ever heard of that? Where they actually go out. The Holy Spirit comes on them so heavily, and God deals with them while they're on the floor in a variety of ways, touching them physically, emotionally, and all kinds of ways. Other people were weeping. Other people were shaking. Some others had what they called holy laughter, where God just gave them such joy they were just laughing. And in the midst of all this, God was transforming his people. It wasn't just for a show, but he wanted to be with and touch his children. I know once I was in a church plant leadership school where God's presence came in a powerful way like that among us. And it was just a group of about 24 people. But this one big burly construction guy that was in this class with me, these classes, was just so overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit. All he could do is cry, this big burly guy. And his tears were coming out. He'd go, hot, because of the presence of God. And that's all he could say, hot, with these tears coming out of his cheeks. But God just was working a work in him that he couldn't even voice or express. So what are we really asking for when we ask and we sing, "Show me your glory"? I think this is what Skylar is getting after with, and God was showing us in that Old Testament scripture. He desires to be with his people. And he desires for us to get affirmation of his presence. I know we know his presence is here because his word says it says where there's two or more gathered. We know that. We can know that whether we sense him here or not, he's here. But sometimes it's nice to get affirmation, isn't it? And to have that sense of his presence being here. And he desires to do that among us because he desires this intimacy with his children. He doesn't want to be a God far away. He wants us to know he's there. And although he is invisible, yet he can be felt and heard. Kind of like the wind. I know there's a quote by Billy Graham. He says, "You can't see the wind, but you can see the effects of the wind." And that's very true. So too, God desires to reveal himself to us, his children, and to the world in a variety of ways. If you take away signs and wonders, you take away healing, take away miracles, take away the manifestations of the Spirit through the spiritual gifts and that are listed in 1 Corinthians 12, what you have left is more like dry religion. And I think it's important that we don't dismiss these supernatural things and say he no longer moves in these ways, because we end up robbing God of his glory and an opportunity for him to reveal his glory to us and for him to receive glory through it all. That line in the song, "Show me your glory," is about Moses in Exodus 33. Of course, God was manifesting his presence in a way where he was a cloud at that time. And then Moses would go into his presence and see him face to face, it says in the word. And then Moses said, "Show me your glory." Well, God knows we can't stay in his glory, his full glory, because we'd be dead. And he knew that with Moses. So he allowed Moses to see his back and not his face. "I'll take my hand and you shall see my back, but you shall not see my face." He didn't deny Moses when Moses requests, and I don't think he wants to deny us either. And so as I was reading in this book, I found out that, yes, indeed, God does want us to see his glory and for us to ask for his glory to manifest among us. And Jesus' first miracle in John 2:11, this is what Jesus says. "What Jesus did here in the Canaan of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him." Jesus wanted to reveal his glory. And when he does, people believe in him. It's no different today. God wants to manifest among us that people that don't know him will know him and know that he is. At the raising of Lazarus in John 11:4, when he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death, but it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." See, when God does miracles and supernatural things, he receives glory, just as he did when Lazarus was raised from the dead. And through this miracle, Jesus revealed and showed his glory, and he was given glory. Combination always goes together. In John 11:40, he says, "Then Jesus said, 'Did I not tell you that if you believe, you shall see the glory of God?'" I believe the scripture is clearly revealing that God desires to reveal his glory through signs, wonders, healings in a variety of ways. But often it requires faith on our part and an expectation to see his glory revealed to us. In John 15:8, Jesus says this, "By this the Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." The fruit he's talking about here is not just the fruit listed in Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit. He's talking about signs, wonders, miracles, deliverance, all kinds of supernatural things. And whenever we're used by God and these things come forth, it's supernatural fruit. And it shows his glory and brings him glory. And that's why he explicitly states that it's the Father's will for us to bring him glory. In fact, Jesus said this in John 14, 12, and 13. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will also do. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now you think about what Jesus did in his lifetime. The miracles, the healings, the deliverance. He wants us to do those same things. And he says, in greater works. I'm like, wow, if we just do the same, it's pretty amazing. But greater? Jesus then commissions his 12 disciples in Luke 9, 1 and 2. Called his 12 disciples, gave them power and authority to drive out demons and to cure diseases, and he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And then there were 72 in Luke 10 that he sent out, and appointed 72 others and sent them out two by two ahead of him to every town. Heal the sick, heal the sick who are there, and tell them the kingdom of God has come near to you. And then he commissions the whole church, that's us, in Mark 16, 15 to 16, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, and he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. And then it says this in verse 20, and they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word through accompanying signs. Amen. God revealed his glory and was given glory. So when we consider the importance that Jesus places on God revealing and manifesting his glory, our response should be seeking and crying out for him to do that very thing. And so when we say reveal or show us your glory, we're asking for signs and wonders. We're asking for prophetic words, for visions, for miracles, for healings, for deliverance, for supernatural work of God to bless and encourage his children and to show the lost that he is and that he truly knows them and truly loves them. And that's what I believe God wants us to do, and that's what it means when we sing, "Show me your glory." And in the scripture that Skylar taught us this morning, when they became as one and they were praising God, the presence filled the temple that they could no longer minister. And in 1 Kings, it says that the priest could no longer minister because of the presence of God. That's what was happening in Toronto. They were incapacitated by the presence of God. You think, well, that sounds silly. It's not when God's doing a mighty work. His presence comes in. We are changed in ways we can't express with words. And so, yes, it's right for us to ask God to reveal his glory and to show us his glory. He wants us. He wants to come in and show us the glory. We're going to sing that one more time as our benediction before we're dismissed.
I love the answer in Exodus 33 that God gives Moses when he asks, "Show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will cause my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence."
Lost in your